Good morning. How are you this morning? We had a birthday this weekend. Whose birthday was it this weekend? Christopher's birthday. Yes. And you know what? He started celebrating on Friday, and he celebrated yesterday, and he's celebrating today. Anybody have a weekend birthday celebration here? Yeah, right? You do the whole weekend. Anybody here have a week-long celebration of their birthday? Okay. Anybody here have a month-long celebration of their birthday? Oh, some people do, though. Yeah. Does anybody tend to like to ignore their birthday? Yeah. Well, and how old are you, Christopher?
Six.
Oh, you slipped there, right? You had to remember your new number. What's your new number?
Six.
Six, yes. Well, happy birthday. Shall we sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christopher. Happy birthday to you.
You're such a beautiful child of God. Cha-cha-cha, yes. And Christopher and his family have brought all of our snacks for today in celebrating his birthday. Yes, you know the angels, they sang and they danced on the day that you were born. Do you know that the... Yeah, they did. Did you know that the angels and the what did I say again? The angels and the what? God and the saints all sang and celebrated and danced on the day that you were born, Helen. On the day that you were born, Emma, and Ethan, and Aiden, and Noah, and Amelia. Did you know that? You knew that. Oh, you knew that in your heart. Yes, because it was an exciting, exciting day. Well, I'm going to tell, you know, did you thank God for being born?
No.
You didn't do it yet. Yeah, because we don't think of that sometimes, do we? So I'm going to tell you the story today of 10 lepers. How many lepers?
10.
Count. 10 lepers. And these 10 lepers, by the way, do you know what a leper even is? So I said 10 lepers. Do you know what that is?
It's a disease.
It is a disease, yeah. It's a disease, right. And it's very, very contagious. You know, like when you get the flu or something like that, what do people always say?
Stay away.
Because, or they have the measles, right? It's like, stay away so nobody gets sick. So these, let me tell the story. Okay, so these 10, okay, they had this disease that was highly contagious. And it was really hard. They didn't have a cure for leprosy back then. So nobody wanted to get it because, you know, you really didn't get better. So you used to have to leave your family. And so these 10 lepers came to Jesus, and they asked Jesus to heal them and to make them well. And this is, you're going to learn more about the story, so I'm just hitting the high points. So Jesus said to them, you know what? Go and show yourself to the priest. Who's a priest? A priest was someone who is like Pastor Marianne, okay? But back in those days, they could only be men. And they are the ones who took care of doing all of the things in the temple and all of the religious things and stuff like that. So think of it like a pastor, okay? So it's like, so they go and he says, show yourself to the priest. Now, if you were the leper, if you were one of those sick people that said, Jesus, we want to be healed, and he said, go show yourself to the priest, what would your response be? They said, go see Pastor Marianne.
What?
There, thank you. What? What? I just asked for a healing. What? But you know what? They did. Because they knew who Jesus was. So on their way, as they started walking, you know what happened? All of their sores started to go away, and they were healed. They were all healed. And all 10 of them together were healed. Do you think anybody turned back to say thank you to Jesus?
No.
How many? I'm going to tell you that.
Two.
Oh, it's less than that.
One.
1 out of 10. Turned around and went back and said, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. One. And you know something? That one that went back, he was a stranger. Like, he wasn't even from that land. He was a total stranger. And Jesus healed all of them. And one of them went back. What'd you say?
Okay.
What does that tell you about the other nine? I don't know, so I'm loyal.
Why didn't they say manners? Thank you?
What?
They need to learn manners.
I don't know that it's about manners. Maybe it's about, like, we forget sometimes to give thanks to God who does everything for us. Right? Sometimes we forget to say thanks, don't we? Do you say thank you before you eat dinner?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Thank you is praying. We pray before we eat dinner. Do you ever say thank you when you get up out of bed, thanking Jesus for the day that you have before you?
Oh, sorry, no.
Okay. Well, there, you can start doing that, right? Anybody here ever say thanks to God for the beautiful day?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we need to always remember to say thanks. On Thanksgiving, do you remember to say thanks? Of course you
we
do.
Have.
Yes, I do that
you don't have
thing.
To. But
I
we
do that have
to. It's the day work. That we remember to give thanks. So here's going to be my challenge for you. Ready for the challenge?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Ready for the challenge?
Yes.
Noah? Ethan? Ready for the challenge?
Yep.
I want you to focus this week on stopping during the day and saying thanks to God. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you next week how you did. How does that sound? Okay?
We can't do
okay.
that.
What if we forget?
Wherever you are, you can stop.
What if we forget?
Ask Jesus to help you remember.
Okay? But how are we going to ask Jesus?
Put something, here's the thing. Put something on your wrist. Okay? Put your creation post on. Okay. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for everything that you have given to us, and especially Jesus. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the food. We thank you for having houses to live in. We thank you for the clothing that we have. We thank you for always being with us. We thank you that we are able to be here together today. Help us this week to remember to give thanks to you for everything that you've given us, because everything that we have is a gift from you. Amen. Okay, you guys can head back and